chicks dig me.
I want you inside me.
Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Go ahead. No, I can't. Sounds like you got at least two people in there already.
Are either of you, homosexuals?
You mean like flaming, or...?
A ring-a-ding-ding.
So what are you doing here?
I'm just trying to give you your money's worth.
You paid top dollar for me.
Well, I think you were a bargain.
You're probably right.
You're incredibly head over heels in love with me.
No!
Helplessly, hopelessly, deeply in love with me, aren't you?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to the Best of Fives. In the Japanese language, the number five is go. And that's what we're going to do. Go into our list.
Oh, hey, clever. I wish I knew the Japanese word for clever.
So in honor of our episode last week, where we watched Stripes for our 4th of July fireworks, we are going to rank our best of five Bill Murray movies. With me today are Dan.
Hello.
And Julie.
Hello.
We're going to rank our best of five Bill Murray movies. So, Julie, let's start with you.
All right. I'm going to start with Lost in Translation. I think for me personally, it was the first time I saw Bill Murray in a movie where he wasn't hilarious. And so it was, for me, it was big to see something like that. But also, I think that the movie, for me, is like watching films, to see something that moves slowly like that, and you have to have patience with the story and all of that. It really affected me as an artist and someone that appreciated art.
Cool. My number five, I have rules, much like Dave always has rules with his top five, so I decided I better have some rules in my top five. So my rule is that I have to have seen it. And when I looked at the list, I was like, wow, shit, I haven't seen a lot of these movies. I haven't seen Lost in Translation. Somehow I have not. I haven't seen The Life Aquatic. I haven't seen a couple of things.
I haven't seen Caddyshack, so.
Wow, because that is my number five.
Oh, segue.
My number five is Caddyshack. I married a huge Caddyshack fan. And we, to the point where we were one step away from buying the Dancing Gopher little toy that they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And we did actually eat at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant that was at the Mall of Misfit Stores. And it was a great restaurant. It was all golf themed. And their food was actually really good, too. But Caddyshack has grown on me. Not Caddyshack 2. That is a piece of shit. But Caddyshack, the original, and I appreciate his work as the gopher-hating caddy, or a gopher-hating groundskeeper. So, my number five, Caddyshack. Dan?
Nice. My number five is Kingpin. I love stupid humor, and Farrelly Brothers are always funny to me, except for the other Dumb and Dumber movie. But... Bill Murray as Ernie McCracken in this movie is just a great bad guy.
One step away from Phil. All right. Julie, you're number four.
Okay, my number four is Cradle Will Rock, which is a musical adaptation of a play that starred so many people. The soundtrack is fantastic. Bill Murray is not, it's a very ensemble piece. It's the movie is not centered around him, but I love this movie so much, and I love that he's in it. And if you look at the cast list for this movie, it's just like a who's who of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Cradle Will Rock.
My number four is the movie that we just watched last week, Stripes. I love that movie. And watching it again, I normally don't put something that we've talked about on the best of five list.
Yeah.
But it's such a good movie.
See, I couldn't, just for that reason.
I couldn't not.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Plus, I had a rule.
If you got it, you got it.
And you broke it.
I broke it. But it actually is in compliance with my other rule, which is I have to have seen it. And my list got shorter once I realized how many movies I had not seen. So, yeah. Stripes is on my number four. Dan, you're number four.
Number four is a movie he's in for only a few minutes, but when he's in it, he just totally just ruled. And that, of course, is Zombieland.
Yep.
Ah. Where he played himself. I mean, he's in it just a fraction of the movie, but man, what a great scene, you know, and his dance scene where, you know, it should be a serious moment, but you know, he still makes it funny.
Number three for you, Julie.
Number three is Scrooge. I love Christmas. I love Christmas movies. And Scrooged is a main stage in our house. My husband and I watch it every Christmas with zero regret.
My number three is also Scrooged. We actually watched it for one of our Greedies episodes quite a few years back. But it is, like you said, a staple in our house. There always has to be a version of A Christmas Carol. It's the Muppets and this and Scrooged. So my number three is also Scrooged. Dan?
Nice.
Hmm? Make your trifecta?
You know, my number three is Scrooged as well. I was going to bump it up just to be different, but I can't. There's too many good Bill Murray movies out there. And Scrooged should be higher, but, you know, there's so many good movies. It's hard to, it's hard to decide. So
it's a solid three, Scrooged. Yeah. Julie, you're number two.
How could I not bring Ghostbusters into this list? I love that movie. I will also say, sort of related to Stripes, when I was younger, I had like a hardcore crush on Egon. Like that was like, I think that was like little Julie's sexual awakening was Egon. So I guess you could always say I've had intriguing tastes in men. Nice.
My number two is Groundhog Day. It was hard to put it as number two. My number one always bumps out number two for it. I love Groundhog Day, even though I have to knock it down to two because of two words, Andy McDowell. I do not care for her. In fact, I do fast forward through all of her scenes in Four Weddings and a Funeral. I almost want to fast forward her through this movie as well. But Bill Murray in this movie is hilarious.
Yes.
How he just makes that whole character arc. And you never really know how long he has been living this loop. I think it's a very long time.
Years and years.
Years and years.
He masters the piano, ice sculpting, other languages.
Yeah.
He memorizes every little incident around town.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He's been in that town for a long time.
Long time. Probably longer than the groundhog. No. Dan, you're number two.
My number two is going to have to be Ghostbusters. Should be higher again, but you know, they're I have a tie for number one, so leading into that,
we are now on number one. Julie, you're number one.
Oh, my number one for me, without a doubt, is the movie What About Bob? I love that movie so much. I just thinking about the movie makes me like want to laugh out loud to the point of pain because it's just so funny, and Bill Murray is so committed to his character and his craziness. So hands down, without a doubt, What About Bob? Dan is bouncing on the bouncy chair.
Dan is bouncing on a ball. My number one, who are you gonna call? That movie was intrinsically such a part of my childhood that I still, to this day, like we were talking about Stripes, it is one of those movies where if it's on, I'm stopped. I'm watching it. Even two, to a certain extent, as long as it's the scenes with Peter McNichol. Because I have to. The world will be mine and the Eagles. Mostly the Eagles. I mean, I love Bill Murray in every iteration of Ghostbusters, but especially in, of course, the original Die Hard, tried and true, mm-hmm. awesome movie. And he makes that movie.
Yeah.
As well as everybody else. But he is the main focus. And I did not necessarily have the crush on Egon, but I had the crush on Peter.
Oh.
I had me a crush on the Peter Venkman.
Okay.
I got a tie for number one, and they were both named already, but, you know, Groundhog's, I couldn't decide between Groundhog's Day and What About Bob. It was my tie for number one.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Ghostbusters would be higher, because that used to be a movie where if it was on, I would always... Now I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
But with What About Bob and Groundhog's Day, I will always stop and watch those movies if I see them on the TV. It's brilliant. And What About Bob, I mean, would probably edge it out just a little bit higher, but just a little bit. I love him in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go home and see if I can find it streaming somewhere, because just talking about What About Bob makes me want to watch What About Bob.
Bob's not gone. He's never gone. Is this some sort of radical new therapy?
I just want some peace and quiet. I'll be peace.
I will have to
death
see.
Death therapy, Bob. It's a sure cure.
I will have. Is that okay? Now that then, is that one of the few comedies that Richard Dreyfuss has been in?
Because he before this he did what's the one with Bette Midler? What is it?
The Rose?
Beaches.
No. That's home, man. With Nick Nolte and Bette Midler.
Oh, Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Down and
Hills.
Out in Beverly Hills. He did that. He did a couple of other things. But yeah, he's got some great acting chops.
Yeah, I just don't usually
think comedy of, chops, I should say.
I usually think of Richard Dreyfuss as funny, though.
I always did. You know, in the movie Always, which a lot of people poo-poo, but I always preferred Always over Ghost. So I always thought he was kind of funny in that. But
do we have honorable mentions? Just all the rest.
What are you going to choose?
Yeah.
I love Meatballs, of course. You know, Rushmore. I always thought he was great in Rushmore. That scene where he's in the pool with the cigarette, you know, just was brilliant. But yeah, I'd say Rushmore and Meatballs. Yeah.
Cool. Mine is always going to be Ghostbusters too. Which I mentioned already. Julie, do you have any?
Probably Groundhog's Day. And then this is not a movie, but I just want to mention what a delight A Very Merry Christmas is.
It's so odd.
It's so weird, but it's just a delight.
Well, if you have your best of five Bill Murray movies, because there are so many to choose from, let us know on our Facebook page and let us know over Twitter. And thank you so much for joining us. And join us again next week when we enjoy some other 80s goodness. I don't know which order I'm going to record these in, so I don't know.
Join us next week when you hear Julie say,
I loved that movie when I was 7.
You'll never be good if you don't know that you are.
You get me angry, you've had a bad day. You're cranky? Good, good. Ooh, angrier. Ooh, you're scaring me. Stop.
One of these men may save your life one of these days. You understand that?
Then again, maybe one of us won't.
We've been going about this all wrong. This Mr. Stay Puft is okay. He's a sailor. He's in New York. We get this guy laid, we won't have any trouble.